I was sobbing,
literally hysterically crying, falling apart. And the two people next to me were kind of just both like, but I was just so tired, and I had already been through like an emotional day, and I was like, I don't care what they think of me. Hi guys, I'm Carly, and welcome to 20-something podcast. We're gonna be doing something a little bit different today. I'm in my room right now, I'm sitting at my desk, and I'm gonna be doing my makeup and getting ready to go somewhere while doing the podcast. Hopefully that works, hopefully it's not like super distracting for me. I haven't had much time to film this week, so I kind of have to kill two birds with one stone, and I'm hoping that this is kind of fun. We also are filming with my front camera today, so if the quality is shit, I'm so sorry. But as you guys know, I've been having really bad, like, phone storage issues, and every time I go to film the podcast, my phone runs out of storage, and I don't really know why that's happening because I just upgraded my storage. I did find out that I had to delete all of my CapCut drafts, and then that cleared up a lot of my storage. But I don't trust my phone to record for a full, like, 45 minutes without stopping. And checking has been making me really anxious. And I just want to be able to relax and get ready with you guys. We have a lot to catch up on because I didn't put out an episode last week and I didn't put out an episode the week before that. The first week was because I was on spring break and I went to Austin, Texas. So I was like, I'm just not gonna put out an episode that week, like, just gonna let it be. And then last week, something really bad happened. Wait, before we get into everything, I wanna remind you guys that in the link in our Instagram bio, there's a form that you can fill out for advice and questions for me to talk about on the podcast. I have a couple really exciting episode ideas that are gonna come out sometime soon, but I have to film them and I need questions for them. So I'm gonna tell you guys the topics. If you think of any questions during this episode, go click the link in our Instagram bio, and it's linked down below if you're watching on YouTube. So the two episodes that I wanna film, I wanna do one episode with my college roommates. So if you guys have questions about living with people or friendships in general, those would be really good. Or just like horror stories about roommates. If you need advice about really any situation that like you want advice from girls about. And then the second episode that I've been thinking about doing for a while and I think like is gonna come together at some point, I just actually have to sit down and like figure it out. I want to ask a bunch of my college guy friends questions that are from girls, like random anonymous girls, and I want to have like a couple of them sit and I'll ask them questions and we'll discuss. And that can really be like any question that you think of, like any typical question where you're like, I've always wanted to ask a guy this, or if you want advice from them, I'm not sure like how great they are gonna be at advice, but just like a guy's perspective, like a dumb 20-year-old boy's perspective. I'm just kidding, they're not dumb. The ones who I think are gonna be on it, I love them so much. Each and every one of them, I'm not gonna spoil. I'm not gonna say like who I'm thinking about having on, but everyone who's coming on is hilarious. And I think it'll just be really good. And sometimes it's just nice to like understand like a straight dude's perspective coming from someone who like has dated straight guys. Like I would always go to my guy friends and be like, hello, like what does this mean? And guy friends are like brutal and harsh about the advice that they give you, especially about like romantic relationships. Like they'll straight up be like, no, like he's not interested in you, he's never been interested in you ever. Honestly, I appreciate the realness of that. So yeah guys, please submit questions or just like DM the 20-something account. I promise, like, if I know you in real life, I'm not gonna, like, run around and be like, this person asked this question. Like, I don't give a fuck. I just wanna make the podcast episode. I'll try to give advice too. Like, it won't just be from them. So if you trust me more, which, like, don't we all? But I just think those are really fun ideas. I've had them, like, kind of on my list of episode ideas ever since I knew that I wanted to start a podcast. Hopefully I can get those done. I've been really fucking busy. Like, I'm not even lying, you guys. I feel like I have had, like, the least amount of time to myself lately. And it's weird because I literally went on spring break. But to be honest with you, like, spring break was kind of a lot. I was supposed to talk about how, I deleted last week's episode, because I told you guys I went away for spring break, so I didn't post, episode 6 that week, and I pushed episode 6 back to last week, and then I filmed episode 6, I edited, like, most of it, and because of the storage problems that I've been having, I, like, tried to clear out some stuff on my computer because I couldn't save it. And I kid you not, I deleted the entire episode. Like, all the audio from the episode. And, like, yes, I could use the audio from the video recordings. But it was so shit because I took the creative choice of, just for that one episode, sitting very far away from the camera. So the audio was so shit. Like, I filmed over here, and I was sitting, like, all the way back in my bed, like, curled up in a corner, and I was like, hey, guys. And honestly, the episode was so fucking funny. It was so funny. And I, like, permanently deleted it, too. I don't have, like, Time Machine set up or whatever on my Mac. It was just, like, the last straw for me, because I've already had, like, a rough couple weeks, not to, like, come on here and be like, oh my god, trauma dump. But I literally started crying. And I was like, there's no way. And I also was, like, editing it last minute to begin with. I was editing it on Monday of last week, and the episode was supposed to go up on Wednesday, so I was already cutting time short because I had just gotten back to school. When I deleted it, I was like, there's no way I'm gonna get a full episode out. I'm not gonna have time to film and edit an entire new episode in the next 2 days. And I just had too much going on with school, too. And I've also been looking for a summer internship, so I've had interviews and stuff with that. It has just been chaos. If you're wondering, though, what I'm getting ready for, what I'm doing my makeup for, my sorority is having a philanthropy event where it's like a basketball tournament. I know half of you watching this right now already know this, but it's a charity basketball tournament for Prevent Child Abuse America. And it's so much fun, so I have that tonight, and I'm super excited for it. But I thought this would be, like, a chill, good Friday afternoon, get ready with me, but also podcast. Like, how often do you hear of that? I don't think very. I think it honestly helps me because I thought of this because I used to record myself on photo booth on my laptop, just, like, talking, doing my makeup, like, doing get ready with me, but also, like, kind of using it as a video diary, which is kind of also why I started this podcast. And I was like, I'm gonna bring that back, like, let's run that back for the actual podcast, because it's so enjoyable to just sit and chit chat. And I'm just someone who, like, kind of constantly has to be fidgeting and doing things with my hands, so I feel like this will be helpful. Last week's episode was titled My Spring Break from Hell. rest in peace to episode 6. Because I feel like when I filmed that episode, I really just felt, like, so much more comfortable in front of the camera. I filmed on Saturday night, like, late Saturday night. I was the only person back from spring break in my college house. And I was just chilling and giggling and having a good time and just, like, keeping it real. But everything happens for a reason. And maybe there was a reason why that episode was not supposed to go up. But it was titled My Spring Break from Hell. Because I was gonna do a not very detailed story time, but story time of what my spring break consisted of and kind of why the past couple weeks have been a lot for me. But I ended up talking about that in that episode, and I did, like, I felt like I emotionally opened up on the podcast, which is hard to do because I'm not talking to a person. I'm talking to a phone and a microphone. And, you know, that feels unnatural to come on a podcast, no matter how many viewers I get. I don't care if I get 30 viewers or 30,000 viewers. It's unnatural to record myself just talking about my emotions and my feelings, but that also is, like I said, what I used to do when I would, like, do video diaries and stuff. And I did realize that I like doing that. It's just taking me a little while to fully, like, open up and, like, blossom like a tulip in the spring to you guys, because I know that real people are listening to this one. But also, I have gotten nothing but love and positivity from everyone who's listened, and I know that you're all wonderful. So, it's not like I'm actually that scared. I'm approaching this delicately just because the story that I'm telling about spring break, like, involves my mom. And I don't exactly want to come on the internet and, like, trash my mom. And I'm also sure that, like, she would not want me publicly talking about what happened. But I also do know that, like, at the end of the day, if I do talk about, like, what went down one day, it is my story to tell, because I was there and I did experience, like, what happened. But today is not that day, and I'm not going to be going super into detail, but to explain as brief as I possibly can, I planned a trip to go to Austin, Texas with my mom, and this trip was during a kind of festival convention week that happens in Austin every year. It's called South by Southwest, so I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna go. My original spring break plans had fallen through. I was bummed out that, like, I kind of didn't really have plans for spring break. I was like, okay, I'll go with my mom. And historically, to be completely honest and open and vulnerable, my mom and I don't have a great track record when it comes to taking trips together. My mom and I, in general, both of my parents, I kind of have difficult relationships with at times, which I probably will eventually be getting into on this podcast, but I don't know if I'm ready to, like, delve into that area of my life. So going in, I kind of knew, okay, this could go great, it could not go great, but I've seen a lot of good in my mom lately, and it's hard because when you don't have, like, a great relationship with a parent sometimes, like, especially when it's an on and off relationship, it's hard because you see them at their best and you get very hopeful, and then you see them at their worst and you're like, oh well, fuck, like, why did I get my hopes up? And that's how I kind of get with my relationship with my mom, where I'll be like, I really want to be able to have a relationship with her and tell my mom things and have my mom, like, involved in my life going forward. And I want to, like, confide in her, and I want to have a healthy relationship with her. And when she is doing well, I really, really get my hopes up. So I was like, yes, I'll go on this trip. Also, to clarify, my mom doesn't listen to this. She told me one time that she was gonna listen. Honestly, I didn't tell her, but she does know about the podcast. As far as I know, last I had heard, she has not listened to it yet. Mom, if you're listening, I'm gonna recommend this is not the first episode that you listen to. But I'm also not trashing you completely. I'm not coming on here to bash my mom. But I more just want to explain and, like, be open about it, because I think a lot of people go through stuff like this and maybe don't talk about it. And as a young person, I think that it's important to be honest about my relationship with my parents, because those relationships aren't always easy, and especially at a younger age, it's hard to navigate those situations. So I try to talk about it and be open about it when I can, in an effort to kind of just, number one, spread awareness, because you never know like what someone's going through. Especially growing up, I often had struggles because I didn't feel like emotionally supported in my home environment, and that is not something that I was even necessarily aware of, but open about with friends or anyone at school. And that's why it's just like a reminder, like, always be nice to someone, because you don't know what they're going through at home. You don't know what other things they're dealing with. And I do love my parents. My relationship with both of them is complicated. For reference, they're also not together. My parents are divorced. My parents have been divorced since I was literally like 2 weeks old. They separated when I was like fresh out the womb. So I've kind of never seen my parents together. And the issues that I have with them are very separate. My relationships with them are very separate. And I'm kind of dealing with two different sides. I'm dealing with two very different flows. They're two very different people. But yeah, also just like for support and normalization, if anyone else just struggles to get along with their parents, as a younger person, as a person in general, as a person of any age, I don't think that that's exactly easy for a lot of people. And it's easy to get upset too when you see other people your age who have very healthy relationships with their parents. There have been a lot of times in my life where I've seen friends who have really healthy relationships with their parents, and I've kind of been like, fuck, like, I wish I had that. So if I can just provide support and ears and relatability to people who don't have that, that's enough for me. Because there have been so many times where I felt like the odd one out because I didn't relate to that kind of relationship that people have with their parents. And that is sad in its own right. It's something that I talk about in therapy a lot. It's something that I grieve, and at the end of the day, I do love my parents. They're still very much in my life all the time. I rely on them, like, I go home to them, and they're very important to me. It's just, I know that my relationship with both of my parents separately, they're not going to be typical or maybe what I would have hoped for, as my relationship with my parents. Yeah, with that, with all of that being said, as the context, basically a situation happened where my mom and I flew to Austin, Texas together, and we're there for the week of South by Southwest. Why is that like hard to say? So I roll up to Austin, and that night, guess what? Alex Cooper is in town. But I couldn't go to the bar thing that they were having because, one, like, my mom and I had dinner plans, and two, I'm not 21. And I didn't even check because I had plans, but I probably would not have been able to go. But I was within the vicinity of Alex Cooper and Madeline Argy. I was in the same city. Like, I was just honored to breathe the same air, kind of. The trip didn't go so well. A situation unfolded that was not easy for me to handle, and kind of traumatic, honestly. So my stepdad and I decided that it would be best if I came home. So I was in Austin for a little over 24 hours, and I flew home by myself. And again, I'm not going to go into detail of what happened, but it was not fun. It was not easy. It was hurtful. And I'm not sitting here saying these things for attention and for empathy. I'm explaining too. Because it's something that is going on in my life, and I don't want to trauma dump on the internet either. And I think there's a very, like, fine line that we're messing with here. But basically, I was emotionally and physically safer if I went home. So the next day, after I had slept only one night in Austin, I packed up my little suitcase and I took my little Uber to the big Austin airport by myself. And this was my first time flying alone. I'm 20, so I don't know if that's like the average first age to fly alone or not, but I've never flown alone. I knew I was gonna have to at some point. And my parents, well, my stepdad was concerned. He was not sure if I could handle the airport on my own, and I did fine. I did totally fine. I've been to the airport like with just friends before, and like the airport with my family is a whole other experience because I'm one of four siblings. So growing up, every time we were going on a trip, it was just kind of like chaotic. And I found peace in the airport by myself. I thought that it was the most peaceful experience that I've ever had. I had the most delicious cauliflower tacos. I bought myself a book. I made phone calls. I sent emails. I got on the plane. I did have a middle seat because it was like last minute, but I didn't mind. I finished The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. Finally, it has literally taken me months to finish that book, and I'd like to say it was because I was savoring it, but in actuality, it's because sometimes I just, like, forget about things that I'm doing. So, like, I'd be really into reading it for a couple weeks, and then I'd just, like, forget I was reading it because I got busy with something else. But I finished it, and I kid you not, I'm sitting in between, like, these two men that I don't know on this plane, and I'm just sobbing because I'm not gonna spoil the book. If you haven't read it, I won't spoil it for you, but basically, it follows Evelyn Hugo, who is a fictional character. She's a big movie star in, like, the 50s, 60s in Hollywood, and then it follows her throughout her life. Of course, when you watch someone go through their whole life, there are gonna be these certain, like, emotional events that happen. And the end of this book was just so good. For the last 70 pages, I was so emotional. I was so, like, attached to the characters at this point. I was sobbing while finishing the book. Literally hysterically crying. And this was like a night flight home. Like, I was one of two people with the reading light on. I was like just falling apart. And the two people next to me were kind of just both like, and like they knew I was reading, so I think they knew why I was crying. But I was just so tired, and I had already been through like an emotional day, and I was like, I don't care what they think of me. And I cried until I got back to Newark. And it was wonderful. I finished the book and I'm giving it to my friend to read next. And I bought Daisy Jones and the Six, which, if you don't know, that is by the same author that wrote Evelyn Hugo. So similar vibes, but also very different vibes because it's a very different plot line. They recently came out with a TV show about it, but I haven't seen it. So I think I'm gonna read the book and then watch the TV show. And I know everyone probably is gonna say that the book is better and I'll probably be disappointed, but I'm okay with that. Before we move on to the next topic, I'm okay. I have great supportive people in my life who have really helped me like navigate some of these difficult situations with my parents. And I am so thankful for them. And so thankful that I don't necessarily feel the need to completely trauma dump on the internet, like maybe just a tiny bit. But that was my spring break. I came home and then I just kind of like rotted in bed for a couple days. And I wasn't really doing great for a couple days just because I was like processing things and I was like, ugh, I'm so out of it. But I got to spend a couple days with my best friends from home. Shane and Soph. Soph has been on the podcast before, and Shane hasn't. Hopefully he comes on at some point. Wink, wink. This is so fitting that I'm literally doing my eyeliner right now, but next topic is Miss Ariana Grande. I did listen to Eternal Sunshine, and wait, actually, maybe I need to focus for a second. I just put my eyeliner up real bad. I hadn't been recording for like a second, and I was talking about Ariana's new album, Eternal Sunshine, and then everything just fell over. My whole setup just fell over. I'm really frazzled right now. To move on to Eternal Sunshine, Ariana put everything that she had into this damn album. Everything that she had. It was so good. And I'm saying that honestly as a longtime fan. For those of you who don't know, I was a huge, huge, huge Ariana fan in middle school, and it's not that I'm not still a fan now, I am, but I kind of took a break from her, especially after the whole Ethan Slater thing came out. I was like, okay, like, what are you up to, girl? But she hasn't said anything about it, and I kind of just was like, not really expecting her to release music again. Especially with Wicked and everything, like, I was like, I doubt that she's gonna release music. She kind of seems like she's, like, back into acting for now. And then she drops this album. And the art style, the visuals, everything is so beautiful. She does this thing where she's just, like, every album that she makes has a style and a theme, and it's so cohesive. And she did it again with this. It's just beautiful. I mean, I like almost every song on the album. The only skip I would say is Yes And. I just can't get on board with it. I think it's also just because it doesn't sound like the rest of the album to me, and it's not like really my style of song. My favorite Ariana albums are Sweetener and Positions. And I think a part of that is also just because I really, really, really liked the art style of both of those albums. And kind of the theme and the vibes and the feel of both of them. But I did want to talk about my favorite songs on the album. If you guys don't care, skip ahead. But my favorite songs, number one, the first song on the album is the intro, which is End of the World. And this song hit me in my feels. I listened to the album in order because that's like how you're supposed to listen to it. But I played and I was just kind of driving and I was like, oh, like I like this a lot because it actually got me thinking. And I was like, okay, I see like the vibe of this album. I really, 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 really like Don't Want to Break Up Again. Oh my God. When I listened to that for the first time, I was like, yeah, no, like this hits. The part where she hits the chorus. It gets me every single time, like my heart stops. It's so good. I really like Saturn Return. I really like how the woman, like, I think she's a psychologist or something. Or no, an astrologist. A psychologist. An astrologist, like, in the middle of the song, she's like, and then it hits you right over the head. She's British, and I don't know. The first time I listened to it, I was like, I feel like I'm tripping on acid. Like, not that I know what that feels like, but I was like, oh my God. Oh my God, this is so good. It's so good. But yeah, I loved it. I loved it. The Boy Is Mine is also so good. I really like, oh, it just hit. That one to me like reminds me of Positions. It's very promiscuous, like kind of sexual. And I was like, yeah, okay, I love this. It also is not, allegedly it's not about Ethan Slater. She said on Zach Sang's podcast that it's not about who everyone thinks that it's about. Me, honestly, as a historian of Ariana Grande, I think that it might be about Pete Davidson. And I think that it's a song that she kind of archived for a while because I think maybe, like, she was going to put it on Sweetener or something, didn't really match the vibes, intended on putting it on Thank You Next when she was working on it. Then she broke up with Pete. Thank You Next, like, kind of vibe changes. Or something like that. I think that it might have been about him. Because she did say that it was an older song. Or it could have been about Dalton, but I don't know. I feel like a song about Dalton maybe wouldn't have made it on the breakup album about Dalton. But it doesn't really matter because the song is a fucking bop. Do people still say that? Do people still say bop? Sorry, I keep getting texts. I'm just so popular. And everyone loves me. Holy shit. Do I need to go and Do Not Disturb? Yes, I do. I have things to do. The boy is mine. Sorry.
We Can't Be Friends is also very good.
The music video, I think, references a lot of her exes. I don't think it's just about Dalton. I think it's about kind of all of them. And there are a couple hints in there to Mac Miller. And there are also a lot of hints about him in Eternal Sunshine. And so basically, I also love Mac Miller for background. He's like one of my favorite artists. I really liked Ariana, and then like she was dating Mac Miller for a while and I loved his music too. And that's kind of like how I discovered him. And their relationship was just like so cute to watch. Cause I was kind of in that age where like, I was like 13, 14, but I wanted a boyfriend and I wanted to fall in love. And I would look at like videos and stuff of them, and they were just such a cute couple. But obviously, like, he's since passed, and there were so many references in the video kind of her wanting to remember him
but not wanting to remember other people, or at least that's like how I interpreted it. But regardless, I really liked it. Evan Peters was in the music video. Okay, I don't, like, know Evan Peters super well. I know everyone loves him. I did watch that season of American Horror Story that he was in. Well, I watched half of it. Coven. When he's, like, the zombie boy. I never finished the season. I probably will finish it, like, when I remember to go back to it. But he's so funny in that because he literally plays, like, someone that they, like, put back together. Like, they take this boy's parts and like mush him back together, and he comes out kind of messed up. But I love, 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 love that music video. Eternal Sunshine, of course, is also a great song. I did scream when she says, like, I let you play me like Atari, and then the little like beep goes off in the background. That was so, 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 so satisfying to me. And I also just love that the album is a concept album. I think it's her first. It's based on Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, which also one of her favorite movies, but also one of Mac Miller's favorite movies. So like, I just love it. I've never seen the movie myself, but I like that she kind of took that creative step to really delve into the concept that the movie is built around about forgetting memories. But yeah, I'm back in my Ariana Grande phase. I've been listening to the album nonstop. I also listened to that in the airport in Houston. Guys, I have to go in 10 minutes. I had a whole other section that I was going to talk about, but I've just been blabbing so much, so I might push that section to another episode. I've really just enjoyed, like, getting ready with you guys and talking with you guys. I'm pretty much ready right now. If you're watching on YouTube, I did my makeup. My hair is a mess right now, so I just have a headband in. And I tried to straighten it a little bit earlier, but it's really gross, and there's so much product in it. It's not really straightening in the way that I want it to. It's not giving in the way that I want it to give. But the outfit, we have like a little t-shirt, biker shorts, sneakers moment, and I'm gonna go cheer for some basketball tournaments. I'm very excited. We have a DJ. It's gonna be super fun. We have Girl Scouts coming. And then this weekend, it's a Friday, so this weekend I'm gonna get rowdy. Because I've had a long week, okay? I've had a very long couple weeks. I don't really have advice questions for today either. Guys, please, like, give me questions to answer and to give you guys advice on. I feel like a loser when I'm like, I don't have any questions, actually. I've already answered them all, like all five of them. I've been doing a lot of cool stuff lately, a lot of fun opportunities, opportunities that I was not even expecting to have. I've had some really, like, cool, good things happen lately, so I'm manifesting that energy going forward into the week. I think the podcast has been going well, aside from the fact that I deleted that one episode, but I'm happy with how it's going. I was thinking, to be honest with you guys, about switching to bi-weekly, but that's only really if I want to focus on more content creation, in the sense of, like, the podcast does take up a lot of time. I would still do it. I would do bi-weekly schedule, but if I want to delve into other forms of content, like, I was thinking about posting actual, like, vlogs on YouTube. I feel like no one does actual YouTube vlogs anymore. Well, no, that's a lie. A lot of people do them, but I don't know. I love the old style vlogs of just, like, being so natural, that Emma Chamberlain vibe where, like, I just woke up, I just got out of bed, like, here's what we're gonna do today. I love that. I love that. And just, like, showing you guys my life. I love doing those on TikTok, but I would possibly like to start doing YouTube vlogs too. I just think they're so fun to make too and edit, and I'm definitely the kind of person that likes to document things and then go back and watch them. Like, ever since I was little, I was the kid that wanted to make movies and music videos at the family gathering. Yeah, and I want to make things that I can go and look back on one day when I'm old and crusty. Well, let me know if that's something that you guys would be interested in. That is kind of all the time that I have left for this episode today. I don't know how long it's going to be, but I definitely feel like I was yapping for a good amount of time. So thank you guys for hanging out with me. I love you all so much. I hope you had great spring breaks, and I hope you're having a great start to... Is it spring? I think it is spring. It's March. I think it might be spring. I don't know. Is it bad that I don't know when spring starts? Is it March 21st or March 22nd? Today is March 22nd. I don't know, but I love you guys. I'm kissing you through the phone. I will talk to you next week.